What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William, the recently laid off Updike.
Dude, and I am trying to stay positive at work, Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. I haven't been laid off from this yet.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm still working at our job, so who knows? Tomorrow may bring a whole other thing.
But we're still bringing you the Clippers news five days a week with pleasure, might I add. We're thankful for some news today.
Yes, big news.
Clippers made an acquisition, if you hadn't heard. Reggie Jackson now will be donning a Clippers uni.
Well, he intends to. And literally yesterday, we read a quote from Reggie Jackson where he was like, I don't know who told you guys about a buyout. And then, hey, it happened. So
Woj tweeted it, so I'm calling it a fish.
That's fair. It's official. I mean, if Woj tweeted it.
So we're going to be talking about that, breaking down what we like about that, as well as the insurance that he provides against
immediate insurance.
Yeah, against some of the injuries that we've suffered at the guard position.
A couple of bugaboos.
And then, got a What You Say Wednesday for you. Every single Wednesday, Charles floats a poll out there to the fine people of Clipper Nation. This one, really interesting. Talking about who should be getting more minutes at the five. We've got to do something to break up those insane stretches that Trez plays.
Yeah, this isn't an anti-Zoo poll. This is just a the guy needs rest at some point poll.
This is a Trez needs a break poll.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be wrapping things up with just some shavings.
Some favorite moments. Yeah, only a handful of games left is really what it feels like. So there's been some highs and people were talking about it. So it was all a good time.
Definitely. So all that and more coming up right about now.
So, Reggie Jackson bought out, intends to sign with the Clippers. I love the intends because we have seen that go awry before.
That's true. Do you think this one will go awry? I guess I kind of assume it's locked up.
I don't know. I don't think it will go awry, but there was the Joe Johnson thing, and then that said intended to. There's just a bunch of things where, like, intends. I wait. With this team, it's hard.
That's fair.
But I think everything was reporting it. It seems like he's going to be a Clipper. Literally yesterday, we read a quote from Reggie Jackson himself about not knowing who told a certain media outlet about a buyout. So, hey, maybe that was a smokescreen. Good on Reggie for making us feel stupid. A nice quote from Woj. Jackson, 29, will play a significant role in the Clippers' second unit, where coach Doc Rivers is anxious to implement his playmaking and scoring abilities into a roster that could be the NBA's deepest. He's also friends with Paul George.
Yeah.
Him and Pat and Paul George can hang out. So on yesterday's pod, we had a litmus test for buyout candidates, which was, are they better than Roddy Magruder?
Yes.
I feel like this signing intends to pass that test with flying colors.
Well, offensively, yes.
Offensively, for sure. Defensively, borderline.
Could be.
Probably not, but close enough.
the could be is a great one. Yeah, we talked about this. I mean, he's got a career defensive rating of 109.
He's been on some bad teams.
Yeah, it's been a little rough the last three seasons, all over 110, 111, 112, 116.
Oof.
Yeah, but you can give some credit to him being on a bad team for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, we talked about him. We talked about Evan Turner. I think given, honestly, this makes me a little bit more concerned about pass injury.
Yeah, I put that note in here where it's like, okay, how long is Bev going to be? Because we're load managing Bev now.
Got
it. Basically, from here on out, we are.
Got it.
Which I'm fine with. We got to do what we got to do. Just move on. You know, sometimes you have to load manage people who you didn't think were going to be hurt. I like this because it means, A, no more point Landry, which we've seen does not work.
Yeah, no.
Like, when fully healthy, this eliminates Landry being a point guard in any real setting, which is good.
So, yeah, I got to agree with you.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, those are more duties than he's really at a point in his career where he can be taking on, or really even should be taking on.
Yeah.
Just given the personnel of this team. And that's not to say that he needs to just be a spot-up guy or something. Like, there's a lot. He draws a lot of magnetism with his offense. So it's not a knock on Landry. It's just there's limitations of what players can do. You know? But it does beg the question, do you see him in the starting role right away given the injuries to Paul George and Bev? Pat?
Man, I don't know, because I don't know if Doc wants to get that crazy.
Yeah.
But it would maybe give some continuity other than... Because when everyone is healthy, which should happen at some point.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Could be.
The second unit, I think, is going to be Reggie Jackson, Lou, Sham, Jermichael, and Trez.
Reggie Jackson, Lou, Sham, Jermichael, and Trez. Sorry, I'm just pondering.
No, yeah. That seems like the second unit. The defense is still an issue on that second unit for sure, but...
Yeah.
Because you're not...
I like it. I don't know how much I want Lou and Reggie Jackson sharing the floor at the same time.
And Sham, because Lou and Sham on court together is not good for the Clippers' net rating.
Oh, defensively.
Yeah, defensively.
Defensively, and I think there are times where it's a little offensively stifling for Landry.
So this, I mean, the second unit looks really good on paper. The defense is still an issue. I think, I mean, I don't know. Hell, we might see, I think we could see him starting in place because he's the only other, like, point guard-ass point guard on the team who just needs to facilitate. This might make Doc call some more plays for that first unit.
I would be inclined to think that Doc would be interested in starting Reggie with the absences, mind
of course.
You,
this is of, we're talking of, immediate. Yeah.
Yeah, with the absences, mind you, of Paul George
not
and
when everyone's
Beverly.
Healthy. Yeah, so with Paul George and Bev out, we could maybe see. I mean, the starting lineup could maybe be Reggie, Sham, Kawhi, Mook, Zoo.
Totally.
With the caveat of Paul George and Bev out. There are a couple concerns. He's missed over a month with a stress reaction on his lower back this year.
Stress reaction?
That was the tweet that I copy and pasted.
What's a reaction?
Couldn't tell you. It's not a fracture or anything like that, so that's good, because I don't think a stress fracture in your lower back gives you a good timetable for return ever. But
yeah, he's only appeared in 14 games this season.
So, you know, there are some of those concerns. But that also could be like Detroit. No one knows what Detroit's doing.
Totally. And also if he clears waivers, I mean, I guess it shouldn't be too serious, right? Well, I don't know. The IT injury cleared waivers.
yeah, it did.
So.
But overall, are you psyched or nah?
It's like a medium level of psych. I think that it's a good pickup.
It's a great pickup for depth. That's what it is. Like,
I think it's a good pickup. I'm curious to see, yeah, how that lineup looks if it is as you said. I mean, honestly, we needed an upgrade from Magruder. No offense to Magruder, but
we did.
We needed an upgrade in a 10-man rotation. He wasn't making the cut.
No.
So it makes sense.
We said it yesterday. This was the one person who it was like, if anyone's going to get signed, I hope it's this.
Definitely.
Don't know how long that, I mean, like you said it off top of this segment, it makes me a little more worried about Bev's injury. The skills competition also just threw me a curveball on how I'm supposed to feel about Bev's injury.
He did say after the thing, he said, I'm sorry for I let you all down, but I'm coming back healthy. That's the important thing.
You think maybe he was giving it the I don't want to get hurt, I'm going to have a good time level at skills comp, which I'm all for.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. And he said he was on Woj's pod.
Yeah.
Post All-Star.
Yeah, we got asked about this by, I think, El Bandido on Twitter. Shout out.
And he said that the franchise, like, that he made it sound as though they weren't happy.
Of course
not. That
he
was competing in the skills
competition. Of course not.
And his answer was, if it was anywhere other than Chicago.
Exactly.
If it was Los Angeles even, I would not do it. If it was anywhere but Chicago.
I think that's what most people assumed. He wasn't, like, Derrick Rose not doing it, it's like, damn, like that, you really had a big issue to not be able to do it. Bev wasn't going to miss that.
No.
I'm sure they had a talking with him of like, hey man, like, please don't get hurt.
Yeah,
because he and like the other thing that's nice is that
Bev's a vet. He wants the same thing.
Bev's a vet. He knows the score, so to speak, with this.
And he's a team guy, man. He's not out there like, oh, let me try to grab this glory at the skills competition.
Yeah.
He's like from Chicago, and I understand that. I'm not.
Is he just a kid from Chicago?
Possibly.
Damn.
I may have to ask Doc about that. Yeah.
No, I mean, I like the Reggie signing. We need it. He's better than Collison.
Currently, we need it.
I hope the vibe is there. I think it will be. We also still have one more open spot on the roster.
Totally. Do you think you got any thoughts on that before we move on to the next segment?
I think we maybe turn Coffee into a legit rostered player.
Ooh.
I wouldn't be mad at it. He's not like no one on that end is going to get playing time. Fee and Mann got moved to ACC today. We're recording this on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. If Tristan Thompson gets bought out, we need to go for it. I don't think that's going to happen, but why the hell not?
Yeah, man. If he's available.
If we got the spot, it's like, who the hell cares?
Yeah.
Deion Waiters isn't coming. Thank God.
Deion Waiters isn't coming. I'd still entertain the idea of an Evan Turner.
Pass.
I like him defensively, like pairing him with Lou Will. I like that.
It's going to be interesting once we see the second unit and what the defense is like, because it didn't get any better.
No.
But, hey.
I would be...
We need the contingency plan.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see how these minutes are going to shake out for Reggie. He's choosing to sign with us. I'm assuming that he's happy with what his role
is. He knows what the deal is. He has to. If Mook came here from the number one option in the Knicks, he's probably like, hey, man, it's different here.
I'm assuming there were conversations about that. And you know, he's been in the league long enough that
he knows what's up.
I trust he knows what's up.
Let us know your thoughts on the Reggie Jackson signing. Most people overwhelmingly pretty psyched on Twitter, which is rare.
It's solid.
Anything.
It's a solid ad.
It's a good ad. It's a Clippers front office ad.
Yeah.
Someone commented, he wore number one at Boston College. So hopefully this goes better than the last player who wore number one at Boston College. Which,
damn.
Too soon, buddy.
Damn.
Coming up after
gonna
this.
Do me like that.
I get laid off.
Why they got to do me like that?
Anthony Hamilton said it best. Coming up after this, we have a What You Say Wednesday poll asking who should play more minutes at the five.
All right, so this one was, I guess, unsurprisingly, a little surprisingly to me, actually.
The percentage-wise, I was a little surprised on this one.
But anyways, assuming that Trez will need some rest heading into the playoffs, who should get more minutes at the five spot for the Clippers to keep Trez fresh? Your options were Zubats, Marcus Morris, a buyout candidate, that's coming out of left field, or just keep it the same, screw it.
Man, I'll just right off the bat, shout out to the 4% of people who said keep it the same. That is a bold stance.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Dude, mate. It's going to be broken, though. It's going to be Trez who's broken at some point.
Yeah, I agree. It's not sustainable to play entire second halves of games.
Entire second half of game. Like we've talked about, the way Trez plays basketball.
Yeah.
It's like the third option... with 9% of the vote, was buyout candidate, which, yeah, that one kind of checks out.
I just don't...
It feels like Tristan Thompson or Moot.
I was going to say, maybe if Tristan Thompson or something came available, I would be pretty surprised if we were to roster another center, to be honest.
Yeah.
Unless they were a vet and they were somebody that Doc, you know, could trust in a five-minute stretch.
Yeah. Third option... third place, I should say, with 11% of the vote, Marcus Morris.
This is what I think is going to happen.
This is the strongest possibility.
Like, I think that this is probably what's going to end up happening. Zoo has not really been utilized in closing lineups.
No. And why would he, you know? He's just a good rim protector who, you know, can stop other teams, get into the rim, and...
Yeah, and I don't know, man. Like, my biggest knock on him was always, like, the finishing and the offense, and I do feel like he's come a long way on that.
Someone commented on that. So Zubat's got number one of the votes. He got 76% of the votes. Crossed Up Jesus said Zoo needs it and to practice offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
He does need it.
He does need it.
The only way, like, because the
Your ceiling is inherently limited by your playing time. Period.
And that's what sucks is that Doc doing this situation is like, so if you're not even going to try Zoo in the fourth, when are we trusting Zoo in the fourth? Because say something crazy happens and someone offers Trez a boatload of money.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Zoo, who apparently Doc doesn't trust at all in the fourth. So yeah.
That's going to be,
you know what I'm saying?
It's going to be Morris playing the, playing 18
playing the four
straight
and
minutes.
The five. Yeah. So that I like the crossed up Jesus call of he needs it.
Yeah, but overwhelmingly, Clipper Nation would like to see Zoo take over those minutes in, I mean, I don't consider the last 18 minutes of a game to be closing minutes, but...
Because it's like half the game?
Yeah, but to take over in those kind of, take over some minutes leading into the closing stretch.
Who did you vote for?
I voted for Morris.
I, of course, don't vote because I put the poll out, you know.
I voted for Morris. And I think that that's, I just think that it's the most realistic scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't keep a lead said, not going to lie. I voted Morris cause I feel like his shooting and more well-rounded defense will help against a team like the Rockets.
Totally.
Which is, that's where I see it too. As we go against a team that's running a small ball situation. I'm not saying that it will be the Rockets, but there are going to be some smaller lineups and our small lineups are big. If that makes sense.
No, I hear you.
Like, Jermichael and Mook at the four and the five, that's pretty, like...
I mean, even Kawhi at the four, I mean, like, Kawhi is strong. He's a big dude.
My dream giant lineup is, like, a 3-4-5 of, like, Jermichael, Mook, Patterson, and then, like, Kawhi at the two. And then, like,
Paul George is running the point.
Paul George, or even Bev's running the point.
He's small, though.
It's a small ball lineup, technically. It's just a very large small ball lineup. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think 76% of people, they want Zoo to get more minutes.
It's not even...
It's just not going to happen.
I mean, like, I even think the minutes...
That's not me poo-pooing it. There literally has been no evidence of it. We asked people... For the next time, we asked people their favorite moments so far this season, and someone said those 35 seconds Zoo played in the fourth.
Well, I mean, the thing is I think that Zoo's number of minutes are actually getting to a reasonable number. He's, you know, we're seeing him in the 20s,
yeah,
more often now, at least above 18. And it's just the distribution of the minutes.
Yeah, dude, it's like, have you, like, there's a division of labor, and it's, you know, maybe what got us into this mess as a country, but it's a very real thing that maybe needs to be used with centers.
Yeah.
I was looking at Trez minutes things today, and I was just getting frustrated.
It's a lot. I mean, it's just a lot to ask somebody to shoulder. You know, once again, this isn't a knock on Trez. I mean, obviously, he does get burned defensively.
Imagine if we didn't have Trez and Doc didn't trust Zoo.
Yeah.
Like, it would be...
It'd be
like
a nightmare scenario.
It'd be horrible. And this is a weird conundrum with, like... I think I posted on Twitter of, like, so Zoo will play great defense, but Doc doesn't necessarily need that late or thinks he needs that late. But then Trez does these things where you're like, well, we needed everything Trez just gave us.
Definitely.
And it's just this, it's such a weird problem. And I don't think there is an answer unless Doc decides to just put Zoo in for these minutes. We've already seen Morris at the five, which is also why I don't think the starting lineup's going to change once everyone's healthy. I think it's Bev, Kawhi, PG, Mook, Zoo.
Yeah, no, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly.
That's what it's going to be, so it's like...
When healthy, undoubtedly. So,
and maybe they put Mook in... I don't know, like before bringing Trez in or something like that.
Definitely.
And then slot him back up to the four, you know what I mean?
Definitely. So looking at Morris's kind of like position estimates, just via Basketball Reference, he has in his career actually spent the majority of his minutes at the small forward, about 53% of his minutes. 44% of his minutes have come at the power forward, with only a 3% of his overall minutes for his total career coming at the center. And
that's about to go up.
It's a little bit of a mixed bag. So some of his worst on-off numbers, the total net rating, one of the worst years of his career, he had a net rating of minus 10.8.
At the five?
And he spent 13% of his minutes at the five, which is one of his highest usages. But then in 14-15 with Phoenix, he spent about 15% of his minutes at the five and posted 1, still a negative net rating, but a decent net neutral rating, which for those years in Phoenix, well, I mean, it still is worst year in Phoenix.
It's definitely
so looking at the numbers.
Yeah, because we're also you're putting Morris into a new position relatively. Yeah, he hasn't played a lot.
I think it's different though because the supporting cast is so different.
Yeah, ideally.
In Boston, which, I mean, looking at the net rating numbers, still not his best, but I'm going off an eye test where I did like the look of Morris.
Look, you're throwing, Will just hurled his laptop out the window and said, I'm going by the eye test.
He only played like, you know, 2% of his minutes at the five. Yeah. So I think, I mean, even doubling that to like, let's say 6% of his minutes is going to be a big adjustment for him.
It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, the biggest issue, we talked about it before we started recording, the roster is there. Mm-hmm. The roster's set. We thought it was set at the beginning of the season, but hey, things change. It's set now. The only thing keeping us from a chip is the I word. And
what's the I word?
When you hurt yourself.
Oh.
And... wait, that's masochism. I mean injuries. and then kind of Doc's rotations. We haven't talked enough about Jermichael's weird usage, which we will for another day on another pod, but...
we've talked a little about it.
It's going to be interesting.
I was surprised that his three-point attempts have actually gone up, but...
yeah, it's odd. Let us know what you think about the center situation. I don't know if there is an answer.
I think it's just... I mean, I don't know if it's the right answer, but I do think it's going to end up being a lot more Morris.
Samesies. Coming up after this, we got some shavings talking our favorite moments up to this point in the season. But first, if you've been a listener to this podcast, I'm 65% sure you've heard all the great advertisers working with Locked On to reach sports fans. But you may not know that Locked On Clippers is a great way for your local business to reach passionate Clippers fans just like you and a couple Lakers fans who listen.
That's right.
We've had a couple clip flips. Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your local company the unique ability to reach directly to local podcast listeners' pockets. If your company wants to connect with Clippers fans, then let's put your company right here on this Locked On podcast. If you're Dave's Hot Chicken, I love your chicken. Come through.
Man, you've been pitching this for a while. They have not hit us up
yet. They do not care. I don't even think they watch basketball. If you're some chill dispensary that is above board or below board, hit us up too, dude. Get at me on the low. Locals fans love to support local businesses.
It's true.
Oh, you know what would be a nice sponsor is Petra.
Yeah, I don't. They don't need advertising.
They don't.
They got a sign.
They got a sign. Check out Petra. Text word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising and let us know who you are. We'll get our team to help your team achieve Locked On advertising success. Once again, text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising. We look forward to hearing from you. Hey, it's shavings.
Hey.
There's not a whole hell of a lot going on.
No.
We asked on Twitter just kind of some people's favorite moments up to this point in the season.
Okay.
Feels like that Boston loss was kind of tearing the timeline apart, so it was nice to get some unity out there.
The Boston loss was a good loss.
Bro, people were losing their minds on Twitter.
Yeah.
LA Clippers film room was having to like defend Doc being a coach. Like, it was crazy.
That was a quality loss.
I'm so tired of saying that. Heather Mamez says Bev guarding LeBron in the final minutes.
Yeah.
Was huge. That one got a lot of votes.
That's legendary.
That one got a lot of votes. One of those random Zubats fan accounts says the dunk on whoever that young Cavs player is. Shout out. Okay, if you're not on Clippers Twitter, one of my favorite phenomenons is that Zubats has a legion of people who've made accounts that specifically only like and retweet Zubat's tweets with very little. One of them does a bunch of input, like it'll be like, I love you Zubats, keep locking it down, like a lock emoji, and it'll like quote tweet people who are like, I don't know, it seems like the Clippers might need rim protection, and then like, this one that's also Dragon Ball Z themed will chime in and be like, don't listen to him Zubats. I love the support network.
How's it Dragon Ball Z themed?
I don't know. It's literally called like Zubat's Trunks underscore 311. And like the pick is like one of the Dragon Ball characters and like with like Zubat's face on it.
All right.
The guy's got a lot of timelines.
I'm a fan.
At anteater underscore at underscore eater 21 nominated the final 2 minutes of the game against the Rockets in November that had Lou, PG, and Kawhi each make a shot. And they ended up winning by 3, which was a good one. But the overwhelming favorite for moment of the year was kind of the first game against the Celtics as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty incredible.
C underscore dub C, shout out a great rapper, shout out a great handle. Kawhi's game-ending block on Kemba, which is the most nonchalant game-ending block I think any of us have maybe ever seen in our lives. He just kept walking. He blocked the shot and was like, all right, well, time to go get changed. I guess we took care of business. Actor comedian Paul Scheer says Bev pumping up the Staples crowd during this game and giving us like the first like true home court advantage.
Oh, his. Yeah. Love. Man, I love overall the like
that game.
I was gonna say just like the home crowds and like the way Clippers fans have been showing out at games. Like the vibe, like
it's better than last year.
The vibe is infectious. Like it's loud. It's the first year that I've ever been a Clippers fan where like we're not getting drowned out by the visiting team's fans.
Yeah, unless it's the Spurs, which how the hell do those people travel so well? Do you think this Boston game is getting a bunch of love because this was like what the team looked? We were only missing Shamit in this game.
Totally.
This Boston game is kind of like, and you know, obviously Christmas Day got some love, opening night got some love. People are using some kind of homophobic slurs for fans of LeBron James fans, which we don't have to do that.
No thanks. Miss me.
Miss me with that homophobic stuff. That first Boston game was the like, oh damn. Like this is what the team can look like as a fully well-oiled machine with everyone there. Aside from Landry. No disrespect to Landry. He was just the one key player missing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the stretches have been so precious and so limited. That's really difficult to not. Yeah, I mean, I would say, yeah, my favorite moments are honestly just healthy moments.
Oh, man. Damn.
We've had so few of them.
That sounds rough, bro. But, yeah, I think, I mean, moment-wise for me, I think, the Bev block on LeBron.
That was wild.
That was like,
that was wild.
That's up there from just a narrative. I mean, that's a beautiful moment in regular season Clippers basketball. The game-ending block is just so underrated because Kawhi truly did not give a shit. I mean, I know he cared, but like, he just walked away. He was like, "Wow, crazy! I got to it, huh?" And just kept going.
Well, see you later.
Another one that was nominated that I really
kind of like. Yeah, how I am at work. It's like, oh, well, day's over. I'll see you.
Well, day's over. That's wild you got laid off today. Another underrated moment someone brought up was when after Shamit hit a three, Paul George and Kawhi were on the bench, and they both kind of like pantomimed like Shamit's shot. That's a good moment.
Yeah.
That was a moment that a lot of people were like, all right, Shamit's not getting traded. Like Kawhi and Paul George are obviously down with Sham.
He's too valuable of a piece.
He's way too valuable of a piece. Any underrated moments that you think you enjoy?
On court.
Yes, on court. Off court, too. Zubat's chilling with his brother pregame was cool.
Yeah, totally.
Also saw Zubat's mom in the tunnel. She could post up anyone listening to this podcast right now and have no problem. She's like 6-something. His brother might be taller than Zubat's. It's a big ass family.
Large.
I think one of the moments I liked is anytime Paul George is vocal on defense.
Oh yeah.
I feel like things are going well and it's like not that there's been an issue with him integrating into the team at all, mm-hmm. but it shows like a nice like leadership role, you know, communication and stuff like that.
Definitely.
Someone commented very snarkily that they don't have a favorite moment yet, which was like congrats, get some joy.
It's recency bias, but Lou Will in that fourth against Boston was pretty incredible.
That was cool. There's some any Lou Will dunk is nice.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, I mean, the Pat Patterson dunks have been nice.
Dude, Pat Patterson, I bet the over on that. And my bookie's not giving me a hook on this. So I need him to get like seven more dunks.
Seven more? Oh, man.
No, I think he's at five.
So five more.
Six more because I took the over.
You took the over on 10?
Line was 10. I might get laid off, if you know what I mean, from my bookie. Not as chill as an office laying you off. Anything else in the shavings drawer?
Nah, I don't think so.
I want to give a shout out to Derek Walton. I hope he's doing good.
Yeah.
He probably is.
But he's great.
Everyone's great. We're great. Will's, you know, free. No more job.
Yeah, I'm free if you guys want to kick it or whatever. I'm not really doing too much.
Unlimited kickers at the Will Updike household. Not a whole lot going on. No work today. Oh, man. Thank you so much for hanging out. Thursday's episode, we're doing Hot Take Thursday.
What's up?
You can please start them all with that. You can leave them at 213-986-7354.
213-986-7354.
We're going to be talking rotations, hopefully get some kind of injury report for Saturday's game. Am I solo? I'm solo for the rest of the week, huh?
No, I'll call in.
All right. Well, Will might call in. He's going to be on a trip. Just got laid off. Gets to go on a trip. What a day.
I'm going to Mardi Gras.
Going to Mardi Gras. You got a pretty solid
I got
schedule.
No job. Going to Mardi Gras.
Oh, man. What
I'm
going to
be very responsible.
What a life. Thank you so much for kicking it. You can find us on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, all those good things. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Updike. Really appreciate you.